So if you missed me saying earlier, I wasn't supposed to be here this morning. Dawn was going to take this, but I'm taking it, and Jackie is going to be giving us our talk this morning, and I'm looking forward to it. So we're in ordinary time today, and it's the second Sunday before Lent. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. And also with you. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Living God, we celebrate your desire for justice and mercy. When others stay silent, we will speak up, for you are the living word. When others stand down, if things get tough, we will stand up in the power of your spirit, for you are our inspiration, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. The night has passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Forgive us, merciful God, when we disappoint you with our complacency, our half-heartedness, our hypocrisy. Forgive us when we are all words and no action, or all action and no integrity. Forgive us when we let you down. When we let down those around us, when we let ourselves down, in Jesus' name, Amen. Eternal God, in you we trust for grace to begin again, for faith to act justly, for strength to stand up courageously, and for humility to recognize our need of all these things and more. Amen. Jackie, can you read our Old Testament reading for us?
And the reading is from Isaiah chapter 58, verses 1 to 9. Shout it aloud, do not hold back. Raise your voice like a trumpet. Declare to my people their rebellion, and to the descendants of Jacob their sins. For day after day they seek me out. They seem eager to know my ways, as if they were a nation that does what is right and has not forsaken the commands of its God. They ask me for just decisions and seem eager for God to come near them. Why have we fasted, they say, and have you not seen it? Why have we humbled ourselves and you have not noticed? Yet on the day of your fasting, you do as you please and exploit all your workers. Your fasting ends in quarreling and strife, and in striking each other with wicked fists. You cannot fast as you do today and expect your voice to be heard on high. Is this the kind of fast I have chosen? Only a day for people to humble themselves? It is only for bowing one's head like a reed and for laying in sackcloth and ashes. Is that what you call a fast? A day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the kind of fasting I have chosen? To loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke. Is it not to share food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter? When you see the naked, to clothe them. And not to turn away from your own flesh and blood. Then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Then you will call, and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help, and he will say, "Here am I. This is the word of the Lord."
Thanks be to God. And our psalm this morning is Psalm 112. Praise the Lord. Blessed are those who fear the Lord, who find great delight in his commands. Their children will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in their houses, and their righteousness endures forever. Even in darkness, light dawns for the upright, for those who are gracious and compassionate and righteous. Good will come to those who are generous and lend freely, who conduct their affairs with justice. Surely the righteous will never be shaken. They will be remembered forever. They will have no fear or bad news. Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Their hearts are secure. They will have no fear. In the end, they will look in triumph on their foes. They have freely scattered their gifts to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever. Their horn will be lifted high in honor. The wicked will see and be vexed. They will gnash their teeth and waste away. The longings of the wicked will come to nothing. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. And our gospel reading is from Matthew chapter 5, beginning at verse 13. So I'm just letting someone in. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made more salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. Therefore, anyone who sets aside one of the least of these commands and teaches others accordingly will be called least in the kingdom of heaven, but whoever practices and teaches these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thank you, Jackie.
Well, rather than just looking at the Isaiah reading this morning, I have decided, I'm not sure if I'm supposed to, but I've decided to look at both readings. These two passages from Isaiah and Matthew are linked. They are linked by the difference in strong discipleship rooted in following God and in trusting his plans for us. Discipleship is a lifelong process of Jesus transforming us into his likeness and obeying his teachings. Our reading from Isaiah takes us back to the land of Israel. The former exiles seem to have lost their way, not in the wilderness again, but they have forgotten what characterizes a person of God, a follower. And now they are back home again. Their worship has become showy, all about them. They put on good appearances. They look like good living people, law-abiding, God-honoring. But they were all show and no substance. Their hearts weren't in the right place. They made a very great show of fasting, making sure that everyone knew what they were doing. Eventually, they are told some home truths. God was not at all interested in their pious long faces and black clothes. These actions were hiding the real person. The person who thought that it was okay to treat employees badly, to always put their own interests first, to hold on to their possessions, and not to show compassion and consideration to the poor and homeless. These were definitely not the actions of a follower of God. They needed to change their ways, pretty sharpish, and then God will acknowledge them as true followers. They were forgetting that God looks into hearts, not flashy exteriors. God wanted them, as he does us today, to treat everyone fairly, to put others' needs before our own, to support the hungry and homeless, live a life of good works, and have a contrite heart. There was no point at all in these people fasting if their lives didn't reflect compassion and obedience. There was no point at all. Our gospel reading from Matthew is another part of the Sermon on the Mount, also called the Beatitudes. It is entitled Salt and Light. In it, we are encouraged to taste and see. Salt is found in seawater and also in the ground. It is used especially to add flavour to food or to preserve it. Like all things, salt has its good and bad points. Too much salt, especially in processed ready meals, has a detrimental effect on our kidneys and blood pressure. But in moderation, it won't hurt. It's good. It is also antibacterial and anti-inflammatory, and that is good. As children of God, we are called to be salt, to bring out the God flavours of the earth, godliness. The God flavours are there all around us, but we need to enhance them. People around us rely on our saltiness to taste godliness. Unsalty salt is no good. It has lost its enhancing powers and is only fit for putting into or onto the ground or on the compost heap. I'm not belittling compost. Compost is very important to us, especially the gardeners. But when you think of the power in a pinch of salt, it doesn't compare. It is important that we maintain our saltiness at all times. And how do we do this? By studying God's word, praying, and meeting regularly with other godly people. And it doesn't matter if we can't go out much and we're not able to meet in person. We can still be part of a worshipping community by joining in with these Zoom services. We are a group of like-minded people who enjoy worshipping and sharing together. And this was definitely something good which has come out of COVID. And as well as being salt, we are called to be light. We are to be illuminating God beacons in our own areas. We have all seen beacons being lit around the country at special celebrations, most recently at King Charles's coronation. A beacon is a bright light situated on high ground, which can be seen for miles. It is another form of communication. It is a way of proclaiming a special event, sharing special news all around. Our God is not a secret. He has to be shared. We are expected and encouraged to let God's light shine brightly where we are and in whatever we may be doing. Always being God's beacons, shining for him. It's no good having a bright, shining light and then putting it into a box and then into a cupboard. No good at all. The light may still be shining, but it is not visible to anyone. No use at all. It needs to be seen. This reminded me of when I was in Scotland last year. Loads of people saw the northern lights. I didn't. I was there. They were there. But I didn't see them. Hopefully next time. But I also have to mention another very important light which shines brightly and without fail, and that's the lamp on a lighthouse. The main purpose of this light is to give a warning of danger, but it is also a guide to give ships a safe passage. It is a beacon of comfort and of hope, always there shining brightly in the darkness for all to see. So, to sum up the message in these two passages and see the link, our first reading from Isaiah reminds us that we all need a heart and life of true love and worship. And then it proclaims a call to stand up for justice and equality for all people. In the Matthew passage, Jesus echoes this appeal for genuine righteous ways of living. Jesus' call for us to be salt and light is not a new teaching, but a reminder to help us understand the prophets. By living out our faith, we will be like salt and light. No one is going to be greatly helped by us just studying and increasing our biblical knowledge for the sake of it, unless we put it to good use. I will add that yes, it is important to read the word and pray so that we grow daily and refresh our faith. This is very needful. But most of all, we need to immerse ourselves in God's love, to soak it up like a sponge so that it flows out of us and is visible to everyone that we come into contact with. In these days, people don't always want to hear about our faith, but they certainly watch us. So it is very important that we live our lives as God intends us to. We also need to be prepared and ready to stand up for our beliefs and to seek justice and to help and give help for the poor and needy at all times. There is plenty to do. Amen.
Thank you, Jackie. You've got the job. Shall we pray? Lord, where there is injustice, grant us courage to make a difference. Lord, we come before you in prayer, sharing our concerns for our world, our church, our neighbours and friends, and ourselves. We don't ask lightly. We accept you may call us as a part of the answer, and we trust that you will give us strength and courage to stand up for justice and to make a difference. Creator God, you formed this earth with all its beauty and abundance, ensuring provision for all and charging humankind to be stewards of creation. We pray for all who go hungry or thirsty, or who are impoverished through the greed of others, for those close to home needing food banks, and those further afield needing emergency aid. The rising cost of living, natural disaster, climate change, war, governmental policy, all may contribute to increasing poverty. We remember those who are homeless or living in unsatisfactory accommodation. We pray that those who have enough may receive your spirit of generosity. Equip us to speak out and act for a more equitable distribution of resources. Lord, where there is injustice, grant us courage to make a difference. Loving God, you created humankind in all its diversity, calling all to live in relationship with you and with one another. Nationality, ethnicity, appearance, sexuality, gender, age, economic status, mental health, there are so many ways we judge and label people as different. Lord, we pray for those who experience prejudice or persecution, hostility or isolation. We pray for places where there is division, especially where those with power or influence use the media and social media to promote distrust or hatred between neighbours. At this time, we pray especially for Iran, Sudan, Gaza, America, and we pray for our own country. Lord, where there is injustice, grant us courage to make a difference. Parent God, you welcome all to be part of your family, the Church. Through their faith, equip people to work together to fulfill your calling to justice, mercy, and love. We pray for the work of those Christians and others who take brave steps to protect the right of others, whether at risk of ridicule or at risk to their own lives. We pray for the persecuted church in countries such as North Korea, Somalia, and Iran, and for those imprisoned for their faith. Lord, where there is injustice, grant us courage to make a difference. Compassionate God, who cares for each one of us and whose plans are to prosper and not to harm us, we pray for all those in need of your loving care this day. We name before you in our hearts those known to us who are in any kind of trouble. And this morning we pray especially for Jacques, Mary, Derek, Anne, Brenda, Roy, Margaret, Elizabeth, Joy, Tony, Herbert, Brian, Alison, Nigel, Audrey, Sharon. And we pray for Rackenford School, for Tiverton High School, for our health centres and for Tiverton Hospital. And we also pray for the family and friends of those who have recently died, Eunice Oakes and Elaine Carter. We pray for all those whose needs are known only to themselves and to you. And trusting in your mercy and love, we bring before you our own needs and concerns. We ask our prayers in the name of Jesus. Amen. And the collect for the day, the second Sunday before Lent. Almighty God, you have created the heavens and the earth and made us in your own image. Teach us to discern your hand in all your works and your likeness in all your children, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit reigns supreme over all things, now and forever. Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The love of the Lord Jesus draw us to himself. The power of the Lord Jesus strengthen us in his service. The joy of the Lord Jesus fill our hearts. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among us and remain with us and those whom we love and pray for today and always. Amen. Ever present God, as we leave our time of worship, may we also take on the challenge of hearing your call to justice and know that we do not leave that behind when we leave here. May we know true worship that brings growth, spreads light, and lifts the oppressed, and know that we do not leave that behind when we leave here. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Jackie. Thank you, everybody, for your company this morning. Helen, I think I said to you that the gospel reading was for you. Actually, it's the last two verses of the Isaiah reading. The dawn from on higher, your light's going to, the light's going to be, go ahead of you like the dawn. I always think that when I'm flying and you're above the clouds and you see the sun, then your light will break forth like the dawn and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you and the glory of the Lord will be your guard. Then you will call and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help and he will say, "Here am I."
Yeah,
That's to you on
Amen.
Wednesday. We will pray for you as you make
Thank
that
you so
flight.
much. Thank you. That means so
You're
much. Thank
welcome.
you very much.
Put that
You
verse
have
in your
a safe flight.
pocket. And
Yeah.
I will look forward to seeing you. Thank you for your company. Enjoy the rest of your holiday, Andrew and Sue.
Thank
Thank
you.
You. May you all be blessed with whatever is happening in the week ahead. And see you next week.
Will do. Thank you
Lots of
very
love.
much.
Don't forget,
Hello,
Wednesday is
Jack.
prayer day, if you remember.
Yes.
And thank you,
Yeah.
Jackie. You did
Thank you,
brilliantly.
Jackie.
Yeah,
Thank
thank
you,
you,
Jackie.
Jack.
Well
Well
done,
done,
Jack.
Jack.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye,
Thank
Mum.
you. God
Bye.
bless. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.